things Anton just talked about was shooting more in game two. What were sort of the messages about that behind the scenes? And do you think you guys were sort of overthinking it in game one as far as the shots?
They were actually blocking a lot of shots, and but that's our, we got to do a better job of shooting through guys. And I think that's, and having the shot mentality first instead of like passing mentality. When you're a shooting mentality, you don't hesitate, you shoot right away, so they don't have time to get in the lane. As soon as you hesitate a little bit, they get in lanes, and that's how they block shots. So having that mentality of shooting pucks is going to be a huge thing tonight. There was not enough shots last game, and I think it's going to be a big part of the game tonight. We got to shoot more.
Was part of that issue because of not just controlling the puck enough?
Could be. We still had a bunch of opportunities to shoot pucks early in the game, and we didn't. And I think that's not good for us, and it looks good for them because they look at the score, the shot clock, and they're way ahead of us. So I mean, we need to shoot more puck. That's definitely a thing.
No morning skate today. A little bit different for you guys.
Yeah, we had a good practice yesterday, and I think coach wants us to be ready to play tonight. And I think we're gonna be ready. I just had a good stretch now, and I'll be ready to play.
Have you done that often?
Yeah. Sometimes it's optional. Sometimes it's mandatory pregame skate. But I guys get themselves ready to play, and there's plenty of ways to do that instead of going on the ice.
How has Cooper's message differed after that game one loss to Boston compared to his message after this game one loss?
I think in Boston we actually our intensity level wasn't high enough and our execution wasn't high enough, but we actually did some good things, and I don't think against Washington game one was near our best effort than by any means, and it was like we didn't control the game at all. So we just got to get back to what we did well in the last four game against Boston. We played a simple game. We put the puck deep. We were really in possession of like what we needed to do was chip the puck in, and we were managing the puck and managing the plays, and I think that's something that we got to get back to.
When you sense the intensity's not there, I mean, you guys came out in maybe the first shift that looked really good, and then all of a sudden they came on you with a wave. When you see the intensity level's not there, what does it take to kind of maybe spark this team? Are there things you guys do to try to elevate that?
That's what I'm trying to do. Every time I step on the ice, I'm trying to spark my team. I'm trying to be a momentum changer. I'm trying to bring some energy to my team. It's getting on the forecheck and trying to have an ozone shift. And when you do that, when you get an ozone shift, it usually shifts the momentum around. And I think that's something I take a lot of pride in, is like going on the ice and try to switch things around a little bit. And our line has been doing that a little bit this playoff. And Cali's line and Pocket, they've been very good at doing that too. So it's kind of something that we try to take a lot of pride in.
Thanks, Johnny.
Skating
appreciate
with Braden Point, just how have you seen his progression these last couple of years?
He's been so good for us throughout the playoffs this year, the whole season he was amazing, and I think he's grown into a great player in this league, and the way he plays so fast, but he's really responsible, and I think it's can I finish here? He's been an amazing player for us, and he's a huge part of this team.
Yeah, do you still think he feels like he sort of like needs to prove himself with like so many other guys in the room of like he's not like the proven?
I don't think so. He plays pretty loose. He plays he plays light on the ice. He doesn't think too much, and I think that's one thing about him is he plays the right way, so he doesn't try to do too much. And because when you try to do too much, you usually end up in a bad position.
Right, awesome. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you. Mike Strakos, Final Sound.